2022 Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.
Welcome back to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Hour number two underway here. Nolan Murphy and Craig Dolch have you until 11 o'clock. We will go out to the phones, and we are joined by Jason Becker, the co-founder and CEO of Golf Life Navigators. Jason, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on.
Anytime, if you guys right away want to find out more information about Golf Life Navigators, we'll get into explaining it, but you can visit golflifenavigators.com. Jason, real quick, kind of explain your product to the consumers. Really, it's for people here in Florida that are looking for that ideal Florida golf lifestyle.
Yeah, not only folks here in Florida, but mainly the folks from the north who are transitioning to Florida. The best way to describe it is it's a eHarmony meet Zillow for golf. So as a consumer who's coming into the Florida marketplace, there's hundreds and almost 1,000 clubs to choose from. We created a program that gives automated matches to all of your criteria and financial expectations to find the perfect private club. And yeah. As a consumer, what a wonderful tool to be able to filter.
Yeah, Jason, often when I find myself talking to people about your guys' product, it's, you know, if you live in Philly, if you live in Baltimore, D.C., you know, the New York, New Jersey area, and you're interested in coming down to South Florida, whether it be full-time or part-time, and really, you know, have to make two major decisions, where you're going to buy a home and live, and also where you're going to invest a lot of your time, you know, at a golf club or a golf course. So I think Golf Life Navigators really helps you figure that out. And I often compare it to, you know, a kayak or an auto endemic website where it really, you know, finds out best what you're looking for and who your personality is. And then you guys and your product and your algorithm at Golf Life Navigators are able to match them up with a few courses and communities that really match up well.
Yeah, you know, when we studied it a couple of years ago and looked at the process by which, you know, tens of thousands of baby boomers were, you know, coming into the marketplace trying to filter all these options, there really was no system in place. So we created which started as a brick and mortar kind of a organization through our PGA of America professionals that own it and operate it, into a technology now that the consumer can go on our website, play with the different criterias, and ultimately experience all of the clubs that meet their financial expectations and social expectations.
Jason, I'm looking at your website here, and there are some local area courses here that are on the website, like Frenchman's Creek, Fountains Country Club, Hunter's Run is on here, Hope Sound, Harbor Ridge up in Palm City. There's quite a few courses here locally. I'm curious, do people have to kind of know where they want to move to? Or is it like, can they say, well, gee, do I want to go to West Palm? Do I want to go to Naples? Do I want to go in the middle of the state? How much do you guys figure that out for them? How much do they kind of request to be specific where they want to move to?
Well, most people that I've found seem to have a general idea where they want to be. However, you know, Florida is such a diverse state and different cultures, different weather patterns, different price points. And so what we try to do in the summertime is go up north to the private clubs, speak on behalf of the state of Florida, teach the consumers of the different nuances and the different marketplaces, and give them a generalized idea of what to expect when they get there. Upon arriving to that marketplace, and, you know, your county is a great example. In Palm Beach, 177 facilities to filter through. So to be able to narrow those down to three or four right off the bat and save some time and energy is a tremendous resource for the consumer.
Jason Becker, co-founder and CEO of Golf Life Navigators, joins us here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Jason, I know another one of those clubs, after Craig mentioned a few, is the Lost City Golf Club, located right off I-95 in the heart of Palm Beach County. What has the message been to the clubs? You know, you mentioned 170-plus here in Palm Beach County, but how to get them on board and how to really understand the product for them?
Well, as a head golf professional, you know, being in the PGA for over 10 years, I had always watched the members that I had at the clubs that I was at, and there was always a few if not a handful, that didn't belong there, and they didn't necessarily fit in, and then you could see that, and it was troublesome for the pros and for the culture of the club. And I always wondered why in the world did that person invest that kind of money into the club and to maybe the home, into the community? And because the club wants the right member, the perfect fit for the member for the club, to avoid attrition rates and whatnot. And so for the clubs, this is a very progressive way to get that person, to get the person that's matched for what you offer at the club. And our goal ultimately is to help lower attrition rates and to help the clubs gain exposure through a different type of medium than they had in the past, which is traditional advertising and members bringing them members. So the clubs and the club officials are very, very excited to put their data into the algorithm, get on the website, get live, get those automated matches daily.
Yeah, Jason, what are your top filters when people start choosing the things that are important to them? Is it having championship golf courses? Is it being able to find games, you know, to have other guys that can play that, you know, if you're there by yourself? Is it something for the wife to do, play tennis? I mean, what are the top four or five filters that you guys see that people really can decide where they want to live and what's important for them?
Well, the first two primary filters are location and price point. So if you can get to that, get through that right off the bat, then the rest we can start matching up to golf amenities, different games that would fit the wants, needs, or desires of the golfer and the family. And then the social expectations of a spouse that might not play but is looking to come into a social setting of like-minded interests. In my opinion, I think that's the most important piece to this is the social pairing, and which is very difficult for the consumer to determine online and research online. We want to be able to introduce a couple who enjoys wine tasting or travel, volunteer work, et cetera, to a club that has social groups within that club of like-minded people. And if you can do that, if you can introduce those folks to one another, I think that the conversion rate, the overall longevity of a loyal member, all of that goes up tremendously. And from both sides of the spectrum, you've got a very, very happy consumer and a happy club.
And Jason, just for curious, how much does this cost? Do the people that are trying to move here, do they pay a certain type of fee to get on board, or is it the clubs get a fee if they get a member? How does the actual money work?
No, the consumer has enough to pay for an investment during this process. So we tried out of the gate to create a complimentary service for the consumer, and that's what the service is. It's complimentary. The clubs, if they want to engage with us, it's just $100 a month or $1,200 a year. It's a very, very low point of entry for the clubs to use a progressive system for matchmaking. I can say last Thursday we had an article go out in Golf Vacation Insider that paired up a little over 300 clubs got matches in one day with prospects. So it's a great tool for the club officials to utilize for sure for new member prospecting. And then we subsidized a lot of the costs for us to operate and function correctly with B2B advertising initiatives. You know, when someone comes to the marketplace, they're going to need to know who's a great landscaper and who's a good pool service, a great chiropractor. And so we're building a business directory, which is advertising revenue that we can generate to, again, keep the price point for the clubs low and keep this complimentary to the consumer.
PGA professional Jason Becker and co-founder and CEO of the Golf Life Navigators joins us here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. If you want to learn more info about Golf Life Navigators, you can visit them online at golflifenavigators.com. Jason, what is the impact of Peter Jacobson, Ben, for Golf Life Navigators, as he is now a partner and your company spokesperson?
All right, tremendous. You know, Peter's been a friend of myself and Lynn Josephson, co-founder of GLN for a number of years. And when we got the program right where we wanted it to be, and we had a lot of momentum going, we sat down with Peter, and he didn't even think twice about it. He said, yeah, I love it. We're growing the game of golf. This is fun. It's exciting for the consumers. It's exciting for the clubs. I definitely want to be a part of it. And quite frankly, there's not another professional golfer on the planet that you'd want, endorsing your model and your program than Peter with the way he's such charismatic with the consumers and whatnot. So, yeah, his impact with us has been tremendous. It gave us a stamp of notoriety as well within the industry. You know, if Peter's involved, it must be a really good model. And we look so much forward to the future in this season as he engages more with us as we grow and scale out west.
You know, Jason, you do have a pretty much a central following in Naples. You know, most of you guys are from there. How much has this grown over to Palm Beach County? And you know, what are some of the more popular choices here in Palm Beach County? If it's possible to single out a couple clubs.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we started the program in Southwest Florida. It quickly scaled to Palm Beach County just out of consumer demand. And being in the PGA of America, you have colleagues across the state, across the country, and we were able to leverage the local knowledge and trusted advisement of PGA professionals in each marketplace. So we have folks in Palm Beach County and other counties around the state and Arizona, Palm Springs, California, Hilton Head. Now that the algorithm's done, it's simply just putting that into those marketplaces and letting the clubs input their club data so we can ramp up and scale quite quickly. In terms of the most popular clubs over there, we see a lot of folks getting paired with Piper's Landing up in the Jupiter area. PGA National, Jonathan's Landing, it really runs the gamut across the board for what where the consumers are getting matched up. There's no average price point or average location that seems to be a hot button because, again, it's all based upon what the consumer wants and needs are, and more importantly, where they want to live and what the spouse would like as well.
Jason, thank you so much for a few minutes on what I'm sure is a busy Labor Day weekend for you. We will talk to you soon, and I look forward to seeing how Golf Life Navigators continues to grow, not only throughout Florida, but some of those other destination golf spots throughout the country.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the time.
That is Jason Becker, PGA professional and the co-founder of Golf Life Navigators. For more information on Golf Life Navigators, you can visit them online, golflifenavigators.com. That is golflifenavigators.com. Pretty interesting concept, Craig, for someone like you that's been in the industry forever. You know, that's a huge decision for a lot of people. I know you know where to live and where to golf. And for someone to simplify it, like Jason Becker and his team at Golf Life Navigators, seems pretty pretty genius, kind of.
Yeah, definitely is a good idea. You look at some of the clubs here, and it's interesting how they get their members. Sometimes it's just word of mouth. You know, you get a club, people that maybe live up a club in North Carolina, and they're in their 60s, and they're thinking about moving, and all of a sudden they come down, and you might have some of their friends that come down, but it's really not an exact science. And you know, I would think most people, when they move to a new city, they generally want to wait a year, maybe rent for a year, and trying to figure out what you want to do. And to do it for a club, I mean, the expense, you can't, you know, the initiation fee, the annual, you know, membership fee, it's a lot of money. And I think if you can kind of pare that down and find a match, I think he made a very good point. There's nothing more uncomfortable than people being in a club that they really don't feel like they fit in. And it's like, okay, what do we do now? Because they may not have the money to get out and go someplace else. So I think it certainly is a positive step for the consumer out there.
Yep, and if you're going to make an investment with your time and money like that, you want to make sure it's right. So for more information, visit golflifenavigators.com. Thanks again to Jason Becker for a few minutes. Coming up, we will touch base with the former host of Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, Russ Evans, who reports live from Houston. It'll be good to talk with Russ coming up here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.